Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. You are listening to Let's Talk Pella. Today on the program, we're going to hear from Doug Polking, Pella Ambulance Director, and Doug Van Gorkum, Pella Fire Chief. They're going to be talking about some things that you can do to prevent an emergency as we are around daylight savings time. First, we're going to talk with Doug Van Gorkum. He's going to tell us some fire prevention tips that you can check up on around daylight saving time.
Well, this time of the year, any time of the year, it's extension cords. That's a very important part. A lot of people put too much emphasis on a lightweight extension cord, put too many things on it. That's one way to start a fire. The other thing is stacking things around your gas water heater, your furnace, things like that. Keep things away from those places. The other thing is we're going into a season of colder weather. If you do have a wood-burning stove or a fireplace, we highly recommend that you clean that chimney or have someone clean and inspect that chimney for any tar and pitch that might be in it that could start a chimney fire. The other thing, your furnace. Make sure you have new filters in it, that the filters aren't full of things that could get the furnace motor hot and therefore cause that to start. So good maintenance on your furnace is another key.
So how often should people be changing their smoke detector batteries or checking to make sure that they're still functioning properly?
That is a twice a year thing that really should happen. When we fall back and go back to standard time, when we change our clocks, we should be changing our batteries. Same way in the spring of the year, then you know you always have a fresh battery. And another thing is I feel that like once a month is not a bad thing to just go past that smoke detector and push that test button to make sure it does work.
And how good of a warning system is that for people? Does a smoke detector catch a fire quick enough that often you guys can get out there and stop it before it does significant damage?
Yes, but most of all, it saves people's lives. Smoke rises. That's the first thing it'll do is it'll go to a ceiling before it goes on the floor. That's why we teach kids to stop, drop, and roll. Because if they get on fire, they need to crawl out of their house. By crawling, they can stay out of that deadly smoke, actually, because it goes up first. So even if you're haven't got smoke alarms in your home and you're going to put them up, you want to put them on the ceiling and you want to put them in the hallway close to the bedroom doors. And in your bedroom is really a good place, because sleeping at night is when people lose their lives if they don't have smoke detectors.
Is that usually from smoke inhalation before the actual fire?
Absolutely. Smoke inhalation, people lose their lives because of the toxic smoke, not because they burn in a house or a building.
Now, as winter approaches, Doug Polking tells us about some things you can do with your vehicle to stay safe over the winter months.
Is there any advice you could have for perhaps a roadside emergency for what kind of things people may want in their car and just some general safety tips for being on the road?
Well, in addition to a first aid kit at home, and not just the medicine cabinet that's all cluttered with stuff, you really need one in your car, and that one needs to be, again, kept up to date. Many times people have them, they buy them, they stock something, and it is not up to date. So first thing you do, go home, make sure your vehicle has one and it is stocked. You need some extra tools sometimes, pliers, screwdriver, duct tape. Always can never have enough duct tape. Those things go a long way to help emergencies. I've seen duct tape used to repair leaking radiator hoses and get you into town. So those are some of the things. Make sure you have some kind of ponchos, blankets. We're coming into winter. If you have the room, jumper cables. Never know when that car isn't or truck isn't going to start. Some people like to put a little shovel or sand of some kind as we're approaching winter. So blankets, first aid kits, a few tools goes a long way to making sure that you are safe during while you're driving, or especially as we approach the winter months.
You've been listening to Let's Talk Pella, and we've heard from Pella Ambulance Director Doug Polking and Pella Fire Chief Doug Van Gorkum. They've told us a little bit about some safety measures that you can check up on around daylight saving time changes. Keep it tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Today's official Weather Eye meteorologist forecast is next.